NAWRO. Yeah, I think we're just, for the time being, we're just chalking that up to a Brandmeister thing. We're going to blame them and let it go at that until, like John alluded to, we have some other experts that finally come up with a solution, and we gave it a good college try. So that's it. We're done with that. Not going to worry about it, actually. But I agree with you on that up north storm. On the other service, there's this contact by the name of Sheboygan Bob. And Sheboygan Bob really gave detailed reports, ex-military, about the devastation that was up in that area. You know, with the trees being down, power lines being down, roads blocked with the trees, and it was a widespread area with that. So that was I don't think it was much a snow event as an ice event. I could be wrong in that, or maybe both, but nevertheless, it was devastated just with the sheer volume of trees and power lines down. And I know Edison or whatever they have up there had to bring in service vehicles like they do from out of state to deal with it. So, yeah, it's good to plan for all weather events. I'm a little bit of a weather geek myself. I've told other people that my son is trained as a pilot. So when you get pilot training, you also get a lot of weather training. So we have that in common. And I do find it quite interesting with the weather patterns. You never know what could happen. Typically, we have less snow amounts than we've had in the past, but you never know. That could change. So over to you, John.